I never met anybody who'd had to kind of battle. His mum had to battle on his behalf to be allowed to go to the local secondary school and not sent away. And he was one of the first people ever to be allowed to attend kind of just a regular comprehensive school. And he was somebody who had just kind of got on and did what he did. And he never, ever made a big thing about his haemophilia. So I thought it was a really tiny part of his life. Because he never made a big deal about it. He never complained about being in pain or not being able to walk very far. And, you know, I think his attitude to it, I think maybe lulled me into a false sense of security in thinking that it was not something that I had to be particularly concerned about.